Welcome to Our Pops Cast.
The 30 minutes of your day you didn't realize you needed. We are Pops and Pops.
I'm Miguel.
And I'm Jose.
And we invite you to grab a cocktail,
turn up the volume,
and shoot the shit with us.
Life is always better with Pops and Pops, so make sure to follow us on Instagram at Our Pops Cast.
And subscribe to Our Pops Cast wherever you listen to podcasts. And now,
let's go!
Hi, Pops.
Hi, Pops. How are you?
I'm good. Happy Monday?
Pride?
Happy Pride! Yas! Yas!
Happy last recording in June.
Oh my God. Is it already?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Not true.
How so?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. June is, this is it. This is
Where
our,
did she go?
Where did you go?
My June.
June.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, I guess we can't be proud anymore after next week.
The next one will be like, Happy Independence?
Yeah.
So this show is sponsored by this new snack that we have. It's a...
What's it called?
Nugo. Is that how you say it? N-U-G-O.
Yeah, Nugo.
Nugo. And it's a vegan treat.
Yeah.
I mean, not a treat. It's a snack.
It's a protein bar.
Protein bar. It's
but
pretty
it's
good.
Vegan. Yeah, it's good. That one is dark chocolate, and they're all dark chocolate, the different flavors.
Okay.
But they have different things inside. That one is pretzel inside.
It's really good.
It's really good, right?
So we there's a lot to catch up on. Vegan. You're vegan.
Yes.
For 6 months. This is our 6 month checkup. How are things?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. It's great. I really do. I like it a lot. The hardest part is probably when we go out places to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
Just finding things, but even that is starting to get easier. And we're also starting to find more restaurants that have vegan options. But I love it. I really do. It's good.
That's good.
I feel good. I feel healthy. I don't ever finish eating and feel like, oh, I feel like a whale, you know?
Yeah,
It's good. It's a good feeling.
It's quite interesting when you were like, well, if I'm vegan, I shouldn't be buying leather. So,
okay, you're just putting it all out there for everybody. Okay.
Well, yeah. I it was an aha moment for me. Like, if you also want to be vegan because you're showing these posts about animals and animal cruelty and mass production and so forth. So I thought that was a really, like, when you mentioned that, I was all, oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
But
anywho,
that could be a whole other episode or topic. But
no, that's okay, because I don't really have a lot to talk about today. So... But
wonderful.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I don't know where that triggered or what, but I think the main reason that I have opted to remain vegan, because that's not the reason I became vegan first place.
Yeah, yeah.
But the reason I've opted to remain vegan is the more I'm finding out about just the way animals are treated to become meat for us
meat
to eat.
For us. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't like it. I just don't like it, you know? And I realize that animals are used for a lot of things, you know? And I don't know. Ooh, I just don't.
Got deep real fast. I just don't. Not even 2 minutes in.
I don't like it. And the more I see, the more I find out, the more I research, the more I read, the more I'm inclined to just.
The more you say vegan, the more it pops up into your feed because
it definitely shows up a lot more in my feed and my Instagram and all the things.
Yeah.
But I'm glad because it's really opening my eyes to things that I never really paid much attention to before.
I've seen your vegan journey grow.
Yeah.
It's like from the beginning of this year and then into where we are now. And you've learned a lot. The learning process, your journey has been
I think it's been pretty fruitful.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
interesting.
I've come a long way and I'm grateful for it. So if y'all have any questions about being vegan, feel free to ask.
There you go.
I'm no professional, but I'm happy to share my experiences with anybody who is interested.
The more you know.
The more you
know. So how was your week? How are things?
So things are a little crazy. We are preparing for a big conference that we're going to be doing here soon, and so that's been a little crazy to get prepared for that. Also at work, we have an event that's happening tomorrow. It's a sneak peek for The Wizard of Oz, which will be opening on July the 12th at San Pedro Playhouse.
Wait, that's tomorrow?
So the sneak peek is tomorrow. Yes. You didn't get an email?
No, I don't have
it. You absolutely got an email because I'm the one that sends out those emails, and you're definitely on the list.
I am checking my calendar and it, oh, look, hang.
Okay.
There it is.
So that's what I'm doing.
I get a bell.
So the night y'all are, or the day y'all are listening to this, tonight will be the sneak peek for The Wizard of Oz. It's a really cool experience. Every show that we do at the Playhouse has a sneak peek event for our donors, for our Ovation members. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in becoming an Ovation Society member, all you got to do is hit me up.
She is selling it on the pod.
Yeah. But so that's kind of my event that I plan and put together and everything. Mm-hmm. So I've been kind of busy with that. But yeah, overall, things are really good. Work is good. Life is good. It's hot. It's starting to get really hot.
It's been really hot, and we've actually spent a good amount of time at the creamery area.
Oh, yeah. Over at the Pearl.
Near the Pearl.
La Perla.
Yes, La Perla. I don't know. It's becoming a destination right next to the La Pearl. La Pearl.
La Perla.
But,
La Creameria.
So that was cute.
Yeah, we did go to the Pearl.
Yeah, we were expecting a lot of rain, and you have this sweet spot at this restaurant. You're like, when it rains, I want to come back.
The first time we went there, it's all surrounded by windows, and it kind of looks like you're inside of a ship, sort of. I don't know that it's supposed to, but maybe it is. It's a seafood restaurant.
Why? Because they have seafood there?
It's just kind of, it's got that window across the top that kind of looks like the top of a boat. You know, like if you're inside and you're looking up and there's like a window, strip of window on the top.
Sure.
I think it's supposed to look like, I don't know. Anyway, we went there and I was like, this would be cool to be in here when it rains. Right. So Wednesday, it was supposed to storm. We went, we sat in our little spot. Girl, Mother Nature was like, and that was it. It was one little.
She gave us five sprinkles. Not pretty ones. They're just all.
No, she just spit and was like, all right, I'm done here.
That little creek looked so dry. And she was like ready to absorb all of the storm. And la nada.
Yep, exactly. But it was still a cool experience. We had fun. We went to, what was that little bar called? Madeline? What is it?
Adelaide?
We'll
come back to that. Okay. We'll come back to that.
In the meantime, I'll look up what that little bar is called. What is it called?
Emily. It's for that.
Amelia.
Amelia.
Amelia. Yes. Yeah.
There we go. I knew we could do this together.
So there's a little bar called Amelia. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. It's really cute. It's really cute. Cool.
They have
really
a rooftop bar upstairs as well. And then there's also a basement bar, which is a secret passage. Did we
go there? I don't think we ever went down there. Yeah. We tried to, but it was, she was Serrat.
Oh, she was Serrat. Yeah, she was Serrat. Not to be confused with cilantro, but she was Serrat.
Not Salants, Serrat.
Yeah, yeah. There exactly. You go.
Yeah, well, it was cool.
Well, now should we get started with the program?
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, why the heck not? Let's do it. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we did do some binge watching this weekend.
We did?
Yes, you slept through half of it. But we did watch, I want to say the first six, maybe five, maybe six episodes.
Bridgerton.
Of Bridgerton, the new season of Bridgerton.
Let me get this Nugo out of my throat. What'd
you think? As you have a mouthful of Nugo.
From what I can remember.
Yeah. Oof. Girl, I was like, Pops, wake up.
I don't know the name of the character.
Colin or Penelope?
Penelope.
Okay.
Right. I love that now this chapter, if you're watching it, I'm sorry, we're about to spill a lot of tea.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I love how the story shifted to like their story and their love tale growing and it's advancing. So it's so cute. I love it.
Me too. We've gotten about halfway through the season, and I'm waiting for like shit to hit the fan because everything's going really well so far. And I just feel like...
No, it's already hit. Well, yeah.
Right. I just feel like something is going to happen. Something, and I'm kind of nervous. I don't want anything to happen, but...
The guy who she's into has changed so much.
Colin. Mm-hmm.
Colin is looking...
Oh, he's hot.
He's looking...
He was recently on Jimmy Fallon, actually. Jimmy Fallon? I'll find out. He was on a talk show just recently, and he was talking about how he went to his barber to go to get a haircut, and his barber didn't know, like, who he was.
Oh, really?
Like, he's been going to him for a very long time, but his barber has never known that he's an actor, ever. Really? Until just recently, like within the last few weeks. And he said that some guy, he went to go get his haircut from his barber, and he was like, I know who you are. And he was like, what are you talking about? And he said that some guy came in to get his haircut, and he showed him a picture and said, I want my haircut like this. And it was him. Wow. And he was like, I cut that guy's hair. He comes in here. And he was like, he goes, well, what? Who is he? Like, what does he do? And the guy was like, I don't know. My girlfriend gave me this picture and told me I needed to come and get my haircut like this. And so
you need to go fix yourself before.
Yeah. So then the barber went and did a little more research and then found out that the guy is an actor and like super famous and whatever.
Wow.
He had no idea. Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of cute. Anyway. Yes. He's gotten super hot in the show and their little love interest is great. That show is so good.
It's so good.
And so beautifully done.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm also watching another show called From Scratch. I know you're not watching this, but I'm watching it.
Is it about vegan?
It's not about being vegan. It's actually about a chef, this Italian chef, and this American girl that moves to Italy, and they fall in love with each other. It's really good.
Is it like a rom-com? Is it like a drama?
Yeah, it's not a rom-com. It's romantic drama.
Okay.
Yeah. She's from Texas. She moves to Italy for the summer.
This sounds familiar. I think y'all were talking about this at someone's party.
Yeah. And then she meets this beautiful chef and they get married and it's a whole ordeal.
And then it becomes an ordeal. Yeah. Okay.
From scratch. Watch it.
I don't know if I'll start that one. I could barely catch up.
I know. You definitely won't. I'll just listen to this podcast and you'll find out what happens.
Thank you. Thanks for catching me up.
You're welcome. One more. We watched RuPaul's Drag Race.
That's right.
All caught up now. So this last weekend, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched, we're about to tell you. Angeria won again. She got Mick. And they had to do the little skit with RuPaul where they had to act with her and play all the different roles. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Absolutely hilarious. What'd you think?
It was really funny.
It was so funny.
Well, to act with RuPaul and to develop.
Because RuPaul is just a fool all the time.
Right.
Like, she's always stupid.
Yeah, but I think they all did really well with, like, playing with her, playing off with her.
Yeah. I love watching Miss Vanjie be Miss Vanjie. Like, even when she's another character, she's like, no, I'm just Vanjie being this character. Like, she doesn't hide it one single bit, and I love that about her. But, yeah, I don't know how many episodes are left. I don't know how many.
I don't know when this ends. It just feels like it's going on for a long time. Like,
it's only been
and
seven.
And some of them only have, like, two or three badges, like, well, how many badges are we trying to get to?
Well, girl.
And some have none.
Chanel La Nada.
Who?
Chanel. Exactly. Who? That's my point.
I know. That came out wrong.
Chanel has
just been.
Has no beautiful benefactress badges, but maybe she'll get one.
Ding.
Okay. Yeah. So right. What else? What else? That's our update on our viewership on our shows.
Yeah. I do have some sports.
Oh, shit.
She is back.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm getting really nervous. Here we go again. Shit.
Oh, God.
Let's see. Where did we... Oh, my God. There's so much going on in the sport. So I only have two really major things going on right now to share with y'all. So Stanley Cup Finals are happening.
Still?
The series is tied 3-3.
Oh, my gosh. The Oilers and the...
The Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers.
Okay.
Are going head-to-head tonight.
No Canucks.
Okay. No Stars. Okay. No
Bruins. Wait, that final game is tonight?
It is tonight. So tomorrow, when you're hearing this, you will already know who won.
Stanley Cup
somebody has to win by tomorrow, but... Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy because they came back. The Oilers
were
really
underdogs.
In a deficit. Like, they had no wins, and then they just
So we're sending out all kinds of good vibes over to Trey and Samantha. Yes. Because they have been following this and we have been on their ass about it because we don't know anything about hockey. But
what are you talking about? Yes, we do. We know the Canucks.
All you did was read the score.
Yeah.
So we are. We went to Vancouver once many years ago when the Canucks and the Bruins were playing the Stanley Cup, and we were in Vancouver when the final game happened, right. And the Bruins won, and there was a whole riot and
like
everything.
A riot or something?
Yeah. Anyway, ever since then, we've always been saying, go Canucks, go Canucks. Like, and so when this game was happening, even when the Canucks were already out, we're like, go Canucks. And Trey and Samantha were like, shut up. They're not even playing anymore.
And we turned it around now that, yes, you know, we really need to root for.
Yeah, Edmonton. We're rooting for the Oilers. Yeah.
For the Oilers.
Because that's where Sam is from. Sam and her family
from there. And we've actually talked about going to Edmonton. Yeah, so we really got to be in good spirits and good, like, good talk behavior. About good behavior. Because we don't need, like, people, we show up in the airport and they're like,
yeah, they're like, you're the one. You're the Canuck guys. Yes, exactly. No.
With our Canuck hats. So prayers and all that good vibes to Edmonton Oilers. Exciting time.
Yeah.
So right now, these are the biggest days for Olympic trials. A lot of like activities happening, a lot of competitions.
Right.
The road to the Paris Olympics is happening.
Yep.
So yeah.
What are the Olympics? Do you know?
July 26th through August 11th. They're right around the corner.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So now like next week
like
is July.
In a month.
Yeah. And a few like in about a month. Exactly.
Cool.
So,
I'm excited.
Yeah, there's an athlete down from the Rio Grande Valley. Yeah, that
RGB.
One who won, who advanced into the finals and is going to represent United States at the Olympics.
She's
so,
a girl, right?
It's a guy. Yeah, he's from McAllen, Shane Casas.
I thought there was also a little blonde girl who advanced to really? Do something.
There's a few Texans that are already winning, so the numbers are popping up and people are representing, especially some Texans. So
it's exciting.
A lot of people from college and professionals and amateur athletes are making it through, so that's exciting.
Well, you know, everybody is really good at something, and in particular, Xi Desheng is very good at opening bottles of champagne. He broke the world record recently and opened. How long would it take you to open 10 bottles of champagne? You're a champagne drinker. That's all you drink.
Yeah.
How long would it take you to open 10 bottles of champagne?
Well, it takes about a minute to open one because I'm so weak.
Shit, girl.
Okay. My hands just don't work like that anymore. I used to be able to twist that little thing off. Well, first you got to peel it. Like peel the seal.
How do you get this gold shit off?
Basically. Okay. And that's like cutting my fingers. Like, I'm frail.
Oh, Lord.
Anywho, it takes about a minute. So that would be 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
10 bottles, you said, right?
10 bottles.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, my God.
How long would it take you?
Not 10 minutes. Well, I don't think he had to, like, take all the gold shit off. It's just a cork.
Different.
Just a cork.
And half the time.
5 minutes?
5 minutes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that ghost shit is really hard.
Okay, he opened 10 bottles of champagne, broke the world record in 39.9 seconds. But I do have to, there's a disclaimer. He used one of those swords.
Nope, that does not count.
That you like pop the bottle of champagne with?
You can't.
He had 10 guys lined up. They were all holding bottles. And he did like some crazy like
ninja stuff.
Yeah, like some ninja kung fu shit. It was like,
you said
spinning
ninja
around.
Is it ninja or ninja?
Ninja. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
What did you say?
Ninja.
Girl, that's your tia's name.
No, that's Nina. Okay, back. Go.
Yeah. Anyway.
So
he like did all this crazy No,
you can't ask me how long it takes me to open a bottle.
You wouldn't be able to do it that fast even with that little thing. We have one of those little swords.
Well, we never pull it out.
Well, pull it out.
Okay, we'll come back to this. And next episode, we'll talk about how long does it take to open a ninja style.
Girl, you're going to be like, ah! Watcha. All right. Yeah. So, okay. Maybe he'll end up in the Olympics.
Maybe. Maybe. Well, I'm not done with the Olympics.
Oh.
So there was a recent survey that said if you could add any sport, no matter how ridiculous it is, to the Olympic Games, which sport would you pick? And the top five winners are, you ready for this? All right. Okay. One said, or the tops are.
Survey says.
Tug of war.
Ooh. Okay.
And the comment was bring back tug of war. And didn't even know tug of war was at one time an Olympic game. Maybe, I don't know.
True story. We did tug of war one time at a school that I worked at. It was a four-way tug of war. Okay. It was like a rope made for that. Like it had four different ropes on it.
Olympic style?
I don't know because I've never seen it in the Olympics. But it was made for four groups to play.
Okay.
And so it was all teachers. It was like an in-service day. And we all went outside. And we
So teachers just, versus teachers?
Just teachers. Yeah, there were no kids. It was just teachers playing against each other. And so we all got around the rope and we all started pulling and it busted in the middle.
So both teams went
and
backwards?
And so like people like fell back and like hurt their backs and hurt their butt
Workman's
bones.
Hello.
People got up like, oh, my back. Like, yeah. So I love tug of war. I think it's so fun.
I would do it.
It's so fun.
I would be.
We should have a tug of war day one
I
time.
Think I'm good. My fingers are a little frail, as I mentioned. So, okay. So the next one
cut
is
up from all those champagne
Olympic
bottles.
Splash diving, in which.
You make the biggest splash.
The objective is to make the biggest splash.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay. The other one is hide and seek.
My God.
Two more.
Okay.
Egg and spoon racing.
I love egg and spoon racing.
You would probably win it.
Oh my gosh. I was so good at that when I was in like elementary school and we had field day. We always did the egg and the spoon. Always.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't do that?
I don't remember playing with eggs like
that.
Yeah,
like a rock or something.
We could afford eggs. How dare you? And the last one is formation skydiving. Anywho, that is.
The Olympic sport that I think is the most impressive is synchronized swimming.
Yeah.
That
what
shit
the heck?
Is crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy, crazy, crazy. I love watching that. Whenever they show them like underwater, and like, it's so cool.
So bizarre.
What's your favorite summer Olympic sport?
Gymnastics.
Gymnastics?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like gymnastics and diving. I feel like we've talked about this before. I think we talked about it last year. During
How long have we had this cast?
Oh, I guess we haven't.
That's what I thought. Anywho, and moving right along.
Moving right along. I'm so glad we talked about all of these sports. I mentioned at the beginning of our podcast that Jose and I are preparing for this conference. It's actually an LGBTQ assembly. It's part of the MSJC, which is, I know we talked about that before, the Marianist Social Justice Collaborative that Jose and I are a part of. And one of the sessions at the assembly that we're going to is about the blessing of same-sex unions, right? In the Catholic Church, and that's kind of been a big deal or whatever. But there was a recent survey that said 80% of married same-sex couples in the United States are concerned about the future of marriage equality because of like politics and, you know, the upcoming presidential election and all the things, right? The study surveyed 484 married LGBTQ plus people across the nation, and they found that 83% of them reported increased feelings of safety and security, 75% experienced higher life satisfaction, and 67% noted improved relationship stability due to their marriages. But 80% overall said that they were concerned about the future of marriage equality in our country.
Wow.
I want to know what you think about that. Do you ever think about our relationship and the future of it because of rules imposed on us as a gay couple in the United States?
I mean, I'm just thinking of if they could reverse Roe versus Wade. like, what else can they reverse whenever you have a certain amount of either conservative or liberals, whatever way you go? Like, you now know that what is written or what is tradition versus, I don't know, a different mythology.
But yeah.
Like, it could change. I don't know. And my concern by, like, I think our love for each other, no matter what defines an actual, like, a paper, that, union. Like, I think that's a little, I don't know.
I think it also has a lot to do with the fact that our families are very accepting of each one of us, right, of each other.
Right.
And so I would assume that most people who are really concerned about that kind of stuff, it's like, if we are not married on paper, then that changes everything about our relationship.
Right.
And
I don't think the gay agenda is as much as a power tool, I guess, to use in a certain party.
Yeah.
I don't think we can go backwards on that. Like, I think that's already established. Now, I think, you know, politicians are working in a different direction. They're like trying to target a new sector, I guess. I wouldn't want to say anything else other than maybe a sector or something. But but you never know. Back to my original statement, you don't know.
You never know. Things are changing all the time, and it could be very detrimental to some people's well-being, you know, and livelihood.
And I mean, maybe in our lifetime we're safe, but maybe down the road, like, I would never expect that would happen.
Yeah, you would have never expected. I would have never expected Roe v. Wade to have been overturned. Like, that was just unheard of. And when they first started talking about it, I was like, come on, like, that's not going to happen.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And it did. So,
yeah.
Well, there is a musical exploring the effects of the Pulse nightclub mass shooting.
Oh, shoot.
In Orlando, opening in New York City this weekend. Wow. So it's a play that they created. It begins the previews, and it's going to have its opening night on Saturday at an off-Broadway theater, and it's going to run through August 11th, and it kind of follows the story of this group of friends and the effects that the Pulse nightclub shooting had on their relationship with each other.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I heard it differently, but I'm glad it's just.
No, it's not like a reenactment of it.
Right. Yeah, okay. I want to make sure nobody else.
No. It's just the effect that it had on this particular group of friends after it happened.
That is a life-changing moment too. Like, I think we could all go back to that day when that happened. And I mean, even you are part of the.
Oh yeah. The little memorial.
The memorial service that we had here in San Antonio, and to invite you to sing along. Or to pray along. That was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Yeah. But. And during that time, that was a rocky road politically.
Uh-huh. All right. Why don't you lighten up the mood? I hear you have some funnies for us.
I have some funnies. Okay. I have two.
Okay.
I have two funnies. All right. So, you know, we bought out we have a new hummingbird feeder. We are working back outside. My garden's dead because our energy went to supporting the kennel that we had here.
Yeah, that's a good excuse. So, that's a good one.
So here we go. Why do hummingbirds hum?
Can you say that one more time?
I can't.
Why do hummingbirds hum?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, because they hum.
Because they don't know the words. Bingo.
Okay, next one.
All right.
God.
What do you call two banana peels?
A banana split.
Ooh, no. A pair of slippers. Get it? And that's the funnies of the day.
Okay, that's a good one. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding.
It's happening.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, there we go. Good job. Really good job.
Hang on.
I think that was pretty loud.
Here we go. Yes, I'm here for the win. All right, what do you have?
You are here. That's all I've got. Do you have anything else for us?
No, I think that's it.
Oh, wait. Don't stop it yet. We got a couple of little responses from some peeps that I wanted to read. We asked if anybody had any questions for us. We got a couple of comments, but we only got...
Comments are good.
Yeah. But we only got one actual question.
Oh, God. You're going to ask me?
No. It says, This is from Alicat G59, who says, "Do you miss being a music teacher for Northside?" And I was like, that's a really great question. That's a really great question.
I know the answer.
What do you think I'm going to say?
I think you kind of do. But there's some elements of that is true, but there's also the other, the flip side. Go ahead. Back to you.
Thanks. yes, I miss making music with my students. Right.
I absolutely miss making music.
I miss working for Northside? No. Do I miss?
It's not shade to them.
No, I don't miss that. I love the flexibility I have in my job, and I love having a job where I can just, oh my gosh, I can go to the bathroom whenever I want to. Short answer, I miss making music. I don't miss particularly working for a school district.
Makes sense.
And then we got another comment from somebody who responded to last week's episode.
Okay.
This is our good friend Mandy. We've mentioned her a few times.
Wow.
And Mandy said, "Y'all are awesome. Sending all the hugs."
That's so sweet.
Which is so sweet. We got a lot of text messages and stuff from people also. And we saw some friends this past weekend who said they heard last week's podcast and just sent us a lot of love and support. And so we appreciate all of them so, so much. Yeah. Everybody who's reached out and asked us how we're doing since our little foster kiddo went back to his parents. And so, yeah.
This week was quite interesting.
It was.
Like, for me to be like on the go to pick him up, sometimes at 3, sometimes at 5:30. And then I was like, there's no one to pick up. What do I do?
Yeah. And then in the mornings, the night before, we're always like, so who's going to take him in the morning? Like, who's going to go to the gym?
The other part is like, I forgot to feed Sven a couple of times because he took care of feeding Sven.
Yeah.
So it was all, I walk out the door. I need to have a little reminder there. Just,
you need your chore chart.
I do. Like, check. Is everything done? Because we assign some of the things and it's great for kids to.
Yeah. You know, and he loved it. He loved having and those little responsibilities.
But I got accustomed to not doing certain care of things that. This week. First week without him here, that's been an adjustment again for us.
Yeah, that's true. It's crazy. It's very true. But it's good. We're good.
Yeah.
So thank you to everybody who's reached out, offered just words of encouragement and support and all the good things. We're so grateful to have such an amazing community of friends and people who love us. So we love y'all back.
And then also, it was our dear friend Leslie's birthday that we celebrated. And she's also a listener. So happy birthday. Happy birthday. It's belated now in this show. Yes. But it was a great time spending time with her this past week.
Yes, well, so I missed her.
Much needed.
It was a great time. We had a great time. But, so, well, that's our time.
Yay!
So we did it, honeybee. Thank you, everybody, for being here, for listening, for being dedicated poppers. We appreciate y'all so much. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at
Our Podcast.
And be sure to click follow and rate us and leave a comment wherever you listen to our podcast. And you can also text us or give us a call and leave us a little voicemail at 210-816-3747. 210-816-3747. And call us and tell us what you're doing to be a good human this week. Don't eat any animals.
Oh! All
okay, right. Bob, on that note.
Bob.
On that note, until next time. Bye!